DEX versus CEX, the battle for crypto's soul. In the realm of cryptocurrency, a profound tension exists at the very heart of the ecosystem. Born from the cypherpunk dream of financial privacy and decentralization, cryptocurrencies were envisioned as a means to liberate individuals from the constraints of traditional monetary systems. Yet, as the crypto market has exploded in popularity, a stark divide has emerged in how these digital assets are traded and exchanged. On one side stand the centralized exchanges, CEXs, behemoths of liquidity and user-friendly interfaces but potential betrayers of crypto's core principles. On the other, decentralized exchanges, DEXs, champion the original vision of crypto, offering privacy and autonomy, but often at the cost of efficiency and ease of use. This article delves into the intricate dance between these two exchange types, exploring their fundamental differences and the profound implications they hold for the future of finance. The centralized exchange, the traditional titan. Centralized exchanges have long been the dominant force in the cryptocurrency market. These platforms operate like traditional stock exchanges, acting as intermediaries between buyers and sellers. How CEXs work. When you use a CEX, you trust the exchange to hold your funds and execute trades on your behalf. You create an account, deposit your assets, and then use the exchange's interface to place buy or sell orders. The exchange matches these orders with other users' orders and facilitates the trade. Advantages of CEX's user-friendly experience. CEX's typically offer intuitive interfaces that are easy for newcomers to navigate. They often provide mobile apps and feature rich trading platforms catering to beginners and advanced traders. High liquidity. Due to their popularity and large user bases, CEX's usually offer high liquidity. This means you can buy or sell large amounts of cryptocurrency without significantly affecting the price. Fiat on-ramps. Many CEXs allow users to deposit fiat currencies, like USD or EUR, directly, making it easier for new users to enter the crypto market. Advanced trading features. CEXs often provide advanced trading options such as margin trading, futures contracts, and a wide variety of trading pairs. Customer support. Centralized exchanges typically offer customer support services, which can be crucial for resolving issues or recovering lost funds. Disadvantages of CEX's security risks. These exchanges' centralized nature makes them attractive targets for hackers. Several high-profile hacks have lost millions of dollars worth of crypto assets. Loss of control. When you deposit funds into a CEX, you're essentially handing over control of your assets to the exchange. The famous saying, "not your keys, not your coins," highlights this risk. Privacy concerns. CEXs often require extensive KYC, know your customer, procedures, which means users must provide personal information to use the platform. Potential for market manipulation. Some centralized exchanges have been accused of wash trading and other forms of market manipulation. The concentration of power in these platforms can lead to price manipulation and unfair trading practices. Notable centralized exchanges. Binance. Currently the largest cryptocurrency exchange by trading volume, Binance offers a comprehensive platform supporting over 350 cryptocurrencies and 40 fiat currencies. Known for its strong liquidity, affordable fees, and user-friendly interface, Binance has become a go-to platform for many crypto traders. Coinbase, a major U.S.-based exchange, Coinbase is renowned for its ease of use, security, and regulatory compliance. It serves both individual and institutional traders and offers a broad range of digital assets. Coinbase's user-friendly mobile app and educational resources make it particularly accessible to beginners. Kraken. Established in 2011, Kraken is recognized for its security, reliability, and wide range of trading options, including margin and futures trading. Kraken caters to individual and institutional traders, supporting over 200 cryptocurrencies and operating in more than 190 countries. The decentralized exchange, the rebellious newcomer. Decentralized exchanges represent a paradigm shift in cryptocurrency trading. These platforms operate on blockchain networks and use smart contracts to facilitate peer-to-peer trading without a central authority. How DEXs work. DEXs facilitate trades using automated market maker, AMM, protocols or order book models. Users interact directly with smart contracts, maintaining control of their funds throughout trading. Instead of matching buyers and sellers, many DEXs use liquidity pools where users can swap one token for another. Advantages of DEXs: enhanced security. Since users maintain control of their private keys, the risk of exchange hacks is significantly reduced. Attackers need a central point of failure to target. Privacy. Many DEXs don't require KYC procedures, allowing users to trade anonymously. Decentralization. True to the ethos of cryptocurrencies, DEXs operate without a central authority, reducing the risk of censorship or manipulation. Access to a wide range of tokens. DEXs often list newer or more obscure tokens that may not be available on centralized exchanges. Innovation in DeFi. DEXs are at the forefront of decentralized finance, DeFi, innovation, offering features like yield farming, liquidity provision, and governance tokens. Disadvantages of DEXs: lower liquidity. Compared to major CEXs, many DEXs have lower liquidity, which can lead to slippage on large trades. Complexity. The user experience on DEXs can be more complex, especially for newcomers to the crypto space. Smart contract risks. While DEXs reduce certain security risks, they introduce others. Bugs or vulnerabilities in smart contracts can lead to fund loss. Limited fiat support. Most DEXs only support crypto-to-crypto trading, making it difficult for new users to enter the market. Network congestion. DEXs operating on popular blockchains like Ethereum can suffer from high gas fees and slow transaction times during network congestion. Vulnerability to certain types of manipulation. While DEXs reduce some risks associated with centralized control, they are not immune to manipulation. Low liquidity in some trading pairs can lead to significant price impacts, slippage, on large trades. Additionally, some DEXs have experienced front-running attacks, where malicious actors exploit the time lag between transaction submission and execution. Complexity of yield farming and liquidity provision. While these features offer new opportunities, they can be complex for average users to understand and utilize effectively. Notable decentralized exchanges: Uniswap. One of the most popular DEXs, Uniswap operates on the Ethereum blockchain using an automated market maker, AMM, model. Known for its user-friendly interface and extensive liquidity pools, Uniswap allows users to trade a wide range of tokens directly from their wallets without a central authority. PancakeSwap. A leading DEX on the Binance Smart Chain, PancakeSwap offers fast and low-cost transactions. It's known for its gamified interface, high liquidity, and additional features like yield farming and staking, attracting users who want to earn rewards while trading. SushiSwap. Originally a fork of Uniswap, SushiSwap has evolved into a unique DEX offering competitive trading fees and innovative features. It supports multiple blockchains, enhancing liquidity and trading options, and is governed by its community through a decentralized autonomous organization, DAO. Regulatory landscape, a tale of two approaches. The regulatory environment surrounding cryptocurrency exchanges is complex and varies significantly between CEXs and DEXs. CEX regulation. Due to their similarity to traditional financial institutions, centralized exchanges have been the primary focus of regulatory efforts. Many countries now require CEXs to obtain licenses to operate, implement strict KYC and AML, anti-money laundering, procedures, report suspicious activities to relevant authorities, comply with tax reporting requirements. This regulatory clarity has allowed some CEXs to build relationships with traditional banks and attract institutional investors. However, it has also increased operational costs and reduced privacy for users. DEX regulation. The regulatory landscape for DEXs is much murkier. The decentralized nature of these platforms makes it challenging to regulate them under existing frameworks. Key regulatory issues include jurisdiction. It often needs to be clarified which country's laws apply to a truly decentralized platform. Accountability. With no central authority, holding anyone accountable for compliance failures is difficult. KYC, AML, the anonymous nature of many DEXs conflicts with traditional KYC, AML requirements. Some regulators have begun to target the developers of DEX protocols, arguing that they should be responsible for implementing compliance measures. This has led to ongoing debates about the nature of decentralization and the limits of regulatory authority in the crypto space. Recent regulatory developments, such as the European Union's Markets in Crypto Assets, MiCA, regulation, aim to clarify crypto assets, including DEXs. MiCA seeks to establish a comprehensive regulatory framework for digital assets, which could influence how DEXs operate in Europe. Regulatory bodies worldwide increasingly focus on ensuring compliance without stifling innovation, potentially leading to hybrid regulatory models that accommodate CEXs and DEXs. Privacy and decentralization, core principles at stake. The battle between CEXs and DEXs is a proxy for the more extensive ideological debate within the cryptocurrency community about privacy and decentralization. The CEX approach. Centralized exchanges prioritize regulatory compliance and user convenience over absolute privacy and decentralization. They argue that this approach provides necessary consumer protections, facilitates mainstream adoption of cryptocurrencies, allows for more efficient markets and better liquidity. However, critics argue that this model betrays the core principles of cryptocurrency, creating centralized points of control that could be manipulated or compromised. The DEX philosophy. Decentralized exchanges embody the cypherpunk ethos that gave birth to Bitcoin. They prioritize user privacy and autonomy, resistance to censorship, and control true peer-to-peer transactions without intermediaries. Proponents argue that this approach is necessary to realize blockchain technology's full potential and create a truly open financial system. Critics, however, contend that this level of anonymity and lack of oversight could facilitate illegal activities and make it challenging to protect vulnerable users. The future of crypto exchanges. As the cryptocurrency market continues to evolve, we're seeing a convergence of CEX and DEX features. Some key developments include hybrid exchanges, platforms that combine the liquidity and user-friendliness of CEXs with the security and privacy features of DEXs are gaining traction. Examples include EDU and Legolas, which offer enhanced security through decentralized elements while maintaining the liquidity and ease of use typical of centralized platforms. Improved DEX usability. Technological advancements address some of the issues DEXs face. Layer 2 solutions, such as rollups, are being developed to enhance scalability and reduce transaction costs on blockchains like Ethereum, potentially making DEXs more user-friendly and efficient. AI-powered trading tools. Efforts to integrate AI-powered tools for better trading insights are underway, potentially closing the usability gap between CEXs and DEXs. Regulatory adaptation. New regulatory frameworks may emerge that are better suited to the unique characteristics of decentralized platforms, as exemplified by the EU's MiCA regulation. Institutional DEX adoption. As DEXs mature and address current limitations, we may see increased institutional interest in these platforms. Conclusion. The debate between centralized and decentralized exchanges reflects the broader tensions within the cryptocurrency ecosystem. CEXs offer accessibility and features that have helped drive mainstream adoption, while DEXs embody the principles of decentralization and user autonomy that inspired the creation of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. As the market matures, it's clear that both models have their place. The choice between a CEX and a DEX ultimately depends on individual priorities, whether one values convenience and regulatory clarity more highly or privacy and decentralization more highly. The ongoing evolution of both CEXs and DEXs reflects the dynamic nature of the cryptocurrency ecosystem. As these platforms continue to innovate and adapt, they are likely to shape how we trade digital assets and conceptualize financial systems and individual economic freedom in the digital age. The challenge moving forward will be to find a balance that preserves the core principles of cryptocurrency while meeting the practical needs of a growing and diverse user base.